Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I just posted a picture up of myself and Kevin.
I don't believe
down
you.
Down by the KC logo, because the Rangers share the facility with the Kansas City Royals out here in Surprise.
Oh, never mind. So, I see the picture now.
Okay. There
I believe
are,
you. Shippy.
I'll give a shout-out to Shippy for the mixed steak. That was a solid joke. I enjoyed that.
And you guys refused for me to be in the picture.
Well,
I took a different – we took a different picture to be out on the field.
Yeah, we took
that
one
was
of
the featuring Mike Bassick picture.
Yes, featuring Mike Bassick picture.
We'll get you next to the Red Sox logo.
we sneak out on the field periodically before games so that we can
do
things and get away with them, and they can't do anything about it. All right, we are here from Surprise, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, this spring training coverage. But guys, last night, the big game, it was the one that everybody was looking forward
to.
No, not the
Super
Bowl.
Shut up, Mike.
It was the
one
everybody
don't make
me
dump
looking,
that.
looking forward to. And it was Luka doing his thing and Kristaps being an even bigger part of this show. And I'm really starting to get excited about what they're growing right now, Kevin.
Okay, so I have some crazy numbers like across the board for that game. Do you want to go with Zion? Do you want to go with Luka, or do you want to go with KP for your numbers? Because I got stuff for all of them.
The
right?
best, Luka.
All right, Luka, and I want to see if you guys can get this. Luka and Kristaps are the first pair of Mavs players with 30 points and 10 rebounds in the same game since?
Since Maverick players?
Yes. They both had 30 and 10.
Dirk
Michael
will
Jordan.
Be one of them.
Not, but what? Shippy, no.
Did you guys forget about that part of Mavs
out.
History?
You're out.
Grateful Friends.
Nope.
Caron Butler.
Nope.
And
Michael Finley.
Nope.
Is
Finley.
Dirk one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How weird would that be if it was like, no, it was the Antoine?
Chris Kaman.
Nope.
Do we have to go further back? Tyson Chandler.
Further. Not too much further.
Roy Tarpley.
No way Jason.
Not that far.
All right. Sean Marion.
A little bit further.
Just a little bit further. Nick Van Exel. Too far?
Yeah. Autoflex.
Antoine Jameson.
No.
Antoine Walker.
But you're getting close to the time period. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. Not the Wizard.
Vernon Maxwell.
No. What? Are you just listing
Sean
other?
Rooks.
It's somebody that
Donald
you.
Donald
Cedric Ceballos.
No, it's.
Bill Winnington.
It's somebody that
Lucius
was
Harris.
Good. That's too far. Bill Winnington. I told you Roy Tarpley was too far. It's not
okay.
Bill Winnington.
Mavs man.
Josh Howard.
Josh Howard from
every
the
time he scored
4,
20.
6,
I didn't see that
9.
Yet. I didn't see that come in yet.
And from the 214, it was in 2008. Very well
Sean
done.
Sean Bradley.
It's not Sean Bradley. It's not Jerry Stackhouse. People are still guessing different people.
Hey, what was the stat again?
It's amazing how we forget Josh
Damn you people! Not you guys cleaning up the ballpark. Somebody just looked up at me.
Isn't it amazing how we forget about Josh Howard?
Yes, and there was a minute there where we were all convinced Josh Howard was the guy that Dirk was going to ride or die with.
Yeah.
And so,
he
all right.
the truth, man.
That was the last time.
Eric Dampier.
No, stop guessing.
It's Marquise.
It is not Sagana Jop.
Brendan Haywood.
Why are you still guessing? I already told you the answer.
You said you had numbers, dude. What's the next one?
It's Josh Howard.
We already got that.
Josh
okay.
Howard.
God.
What's our next guessing
so
game?
So, Corey,
yeah,
you said
fun.
What was the stat again?
Hey.
Kristaps and Luka last night both had 30 and 10. The last time the Mavericks had teammates with 30 and 10
Marquise
was
Daniels.
Josh Howard, shut
oh,
up, and Roddy B. Was Josh Howard and Dirk in 2008.
Roddy B. That's
I got a stat.
Guess.
Can Can I throw a stat out there, Mike?
No, I hate all of you now.
This is from our friend Josh Clark,
I'm going home.
The web guy.
Okay, I'm happy with this. Last night, you were just going to have a stat.
Last night was the Mavs' first win when trailing in the final 4 minutes.
Of the year? Sad.
How many wins did the Mavericks have? They almost have 40 wins.
That's the first one when trailing in the final 4 minutes.
Holy cow. Sad. That's how bad we are in kind of clutch minutes.
Can you save for a potential future drop Bassett yelling of the year? Because I think that's going to come in handy
in
at some point. All right. So
it's not Cherokee Parks.
I don't know why you people are still guessing, and you're infuriating me with every
Eric
guess.
Eric Montrose was a good player.
Eric Montrose, God. Some of these people, Montrose, I even forgot were on the team at any point. All right. Luka.
Chris Anstey was the pick before Dirk the year
before. Australia. Yeah. All right. I hate to do this, but I do have one more guessing
stat.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to throw my laptop.
Give me a high five.
I'm going to throw my laptop out the window.
We're going to try to get it on the first guess. You can only give us 10 guesses apiece.
Okay. F my life.
That means each fan texter.
We only have 30 guesses.
Oh, my God. If it's each fan texter, you need to watch the webcam. I'm going to smash the window on my head. Luka is the fifth player in NBA history with 10 30-point triple-doubles in his career. All right? There's only five of them. He's one of them. Name the other four that have at least 10 30-point triple-doubles in a season.
Oscar Robertson.
That is correct.
Russell Westbrook.
That is also correct.
James Harden.
That is also correct.
LeBron James?
No.
What?
Pavel Podkolzin.
That is not Pavel Podkolzin.
That's a solid pick.
Did you know that it was a thought that instead of taking Devin Harris, we were going to take Pavel with the number five pick back in the day?
Yeah, we should have.
What's the stat? What do we need here?
30-point triple-doubles.
30-point triple-doubles in a season.
And we have...
You got Luka, you got Robertson, you got Westbrook, you got Harden. You
Matthew
need
Del-
one more.
The Greek Freak.
No.
I saw... is it MJ?
Oscar Robertson.
MJ.
Damn you, Mike. We already had that one. It is Michael Jordan. It is not...
Who?
But it is not Jim Jackson, Steve Nash, Wilt Chamberlain, Monte Ellis,
the
Mike
guy who makes
Bibby,
shoes?
Brandon Bass,
Spud Bernard
Webb,
James,
Jason Kidd, Karl Malone. It's not Wang Juju. What is wrong with y'all?
Is it Jerry Kramer?
I still have a jersey, though, the number 16 Wang.
Forrest
I still
Greg.
Have that one. I feel like that's a collector's item.
I swear to God.
I've never worn it.
I'm glad there's security people here. Just go ahead and arrest me because I'm going to murder
both
of you.
Where's Fluffy at?
All right.
Can't murder me. Well, yeah.
Don't think I won't hop back on that
plane.
Okay,
what's your next guessing game?
All right, no more. Do you want to go to Zion or KP next?
I'm going
to
guess Zion.
All right.
I'm going to guess KP.
I'm going to guess Luka.
Zion only has one, so I'll throw this out there. This was the 13th straight game with Zion having at least 20-plus points. That extends his record for most ever as a teenager. Now, for Kristaps, I gave you one of these statistics earlier. This is his fifth.
Let's guess which one he gave us.
This is his fifth.
30 and 5.
30 and 10.
Dang it.
Performance since January 31st. So in the last 5 weeks, he's done that five times. His entire career, he had done it three times. So if you want to know what level KP is at right now, that's the level. Here's another one. He now has four straight games of 20 and 10. That ties his career long, which happened in December. So think about it. Before he came to the Mavericks, he had never had a run of more than three games with at least 20 points and at least 10 rebounds. He has now done it four times currently and also did it four times in December. He is playing the best basketball of his career.
And he's 24.
Yes.
He still has, as long as his body holds up, he has a lot of prime. And I think we're getting to see close to the best of Porzingis, but I still think he can even get a little bit better, and that's why I will go out on a limb, and I think that he can be in the next 3 or 4 years. I think we start talking about, is he a top 10 player in the NBA?
Okay, how confident are you with top 10 versus top 15? Because I think top 15
I think is going to be, I don't want to say easy, but very,
definitely achievable.
Very gettable. But if we turn into the team –
yeah.
Then we're talking about top 10. If we're like, yep, the Mavericks are going to win another championship.
Okay, because do you still think, okay, because you got Giannis, you've got Luka, do you still think LeBron is in there?
3 to 4 years from now, no.
No, okay. KD?
Not 3 to 4 years from now.
Steph?
Nope.
Harden?
Possibly.
Okay.
I'd say probably.
Okay. Cat? Cat's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I mean, how come they can't win games?
I don't know. How come Trae Young can't win games?
Cat, because Cat does more in the post.
Kawhi Leonard should be there as long as he's healthy.
Trae?
Possibly.
All right. Anthony Davis, you got to put him in there.
Yes, as long as he's healthy, yes.
Is the Keith Van Horn contract still?
No, we're not doing that anymore.
We're trading him?
PG?
Possibly.
Butler?
Interesting.
I think KP is in this conversation with those guys 2 to 3 years from now. I think KP's in the conversation where we hit kind of the five guys, and now we're in conversation 6 through 10.
Okay.
I think we're in that conversation. I think Zion is in that conversation.
What about Lonzo?
Lonzo who?
I don't think he'll get up to that level. Tatum, you got to think Tatum's.
Yeah, Tatum will be in the conversation and probably in top 10.
I'm going to be fascinated in a couple of years if here we are in KP's prime and he just hit his stride. You know, like right here he is at 24 years old.
What if I told you he's still a year or two away from his prime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is he still has more to learn and more to learn about himself and this game from Rick. He might be in the middle of his prime at his best.
Corey, were you just throwing that out to throw that out, or do you think Lonzo could be in that?
I really am curious. I think that when he was playing with the Lakers, playing with LeBron, it didn't help him.
Okay.
And so I think going to another team and having a team that he can grow with and getting away from what his dad was, he might be able to change what he was earlier in his career.
Next question. Did I watch last night a future championship team of the NBA? Because if Zion's going to be top 10,
and Ingram's
going to be top 20, if not top 15, and then you have Lonzo getting into your top 20 players, that's a championship team.
In the future.
Yeah.
Without the coach, should we be really
worried about New Orleans in the future?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Absolutely.
Because New Orleans has Boston written all over them.
But Mike's been dead on. The franchise screws it up.
Yeah.
The franchise will screw that up because of the way they treat their players.
Yeah.
Because just look at the guys they've already lost because of it. I still love Drew Holiday. I love Drew Holiday a lot. I don't know that if he's on that team in the future for that, but I think he's a really talented player too.
I want to throw out a couple more real quick, and people are jumping in because we weren't quite Lillard.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
He has a chance.
Yeah. And then what about Ingram? You put Ingram in the top 15 mix.
You know what? After you got past those first five guys, I would just love to know, and we're out of time here, how many of those guys this offseason – would you say, I'll trade Porzingis for that right now?
Probably not many.
Yeah, I mean, which is great because I think we might have had 7. But, like, if you're telling me he's going to fall somewhere from 8 to, let's even say, 20, and certainly 8 to 15, great.
Yeah.
Let's do all of that.
We would have never thought that in mid-December.
No, no.
KP's prime will be in Luka's rookie contract. And then they said he's going to be better than Luka the next couple of years. I don't know about that, but...
Oh. Okay, hey, great. If KP is better than Luka, fantastic, because then that means we have 2 top 5 players. I do not believe that will happen, but if that's the case, I don't think it's going to be because Luka falls off a cliff. So, yes, let's do all of that. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to let all the fan texters know I simultaneously love and hate you all at the same time. It's tough to explain. But thank you for all of you. I literally think you listed every Maverick that was ever on the roster in the last 30 years.
Khalid Reeves.
God dang it.
Ed O'Bannon.
It's not Ed O'Bannon.
Oh. Popeye Jones.
Antoine Walker.
Popeye Jones got a really good
kid in hockey. Samaki Walker.
It's not Samaki Walker. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where
Walker,
it's not
Texas Ranger.
Super Tuesday.
Mo Egger.
But it's time to devote Robert Tractor Trailer.